From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. BP is preparing to install a custom-made cap on the well that continues to gush oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, acknowledges that the attempt to plug the leak with mud and junk didn't work and suggested the company is worried.
This scares everybody, the fact that we can't make this well stop flowing, or we haven't succeeded in that so far.
BP says it won't be known for at least 4 days if the next attempt at containing the leak will succeed under the new plan. BP would cut off the damaged riser and cap it with a containment valve. Meanwhile, the effort to control and contain the spill is about to get some help from a Northern California-based ocean research group. Capital Public Radio's Bob Hensley reports it's deployed a high-tech submersible robot to the Gulf of Mexico.
Although satellites and aircraft can help determine the size of the spill on the surface of the water off the Gulf Coast, an autonomous underwater vehicle developed by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute will help scientists understand the nature and extent of any oil plumes that may be hidden beneath the surface. Chris Scholin is the president of the institute.
The autonomous underwater vehicle is equipped with sensors and a water sampling device that will allow us to hopefully see the oil, but also to acquire water samples for retrieval and further analysis.
Engineers and scientists have been developing the robotic vehicle for nearly a decade. They added its water collection capacity a few years ago. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
China is remaining noncommittal even as pressure grows for Beijing to rebuke North Korea over the alleged naval attack on a South Korean warship 2 months ago. South Korea and Japan blame North Korea for the attack that killed 46 South Korean sailors. But at the end of talks between the three nations, Beijing remained noncommittal. The Chinese premier only said avoiding conflict between the Koreas is most urgent. For the third time this year, doctors who treat Medicare patients are facing a 21% cut in their payments starting next week. As NPR's Julie Robner reports, Congress has left for its holiday break without passing legislation to cancel the payment reduction.
The House actually did pass a bill to put off any physician pay cuts until 2012. The vote was 245 to 171. But by the time House leaders managed to find the votes for the measure, part of a tax and unemployment benefits bill that went through several iterations this week, the Senate had already wrapped up its work and adjourned for the Memorial Day recess. Medicare officials say that for the third time this year, they'll hold on to Medicare claims starting June 1st, hoping Congress will be able to pass a bill to avert the cuts by the middle of the month. That's what happened the last two times. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has warned that the Senate may want to make changes to the House bill, which could take a while, so this time the cuts could actually bite. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The death toll in Friday's train collision in eastern India has climbed to more than 100 people. The government says the crash was the result of sabotage by communist rebels who've been blamed for a spate of recent attacks in the region. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
Rescue teams are using cranes and blowtorches to access passenger cars that derailed and were then hit by an oncoming freight train early Friday. The train carrying hundreds of people was traveling from the eastern city of Kolkata to Mumbai on India's west coast when the incident occurred. The crash in the state of West Bengal is the latest in a string of attacks that India's government says is the work of communist rebels. The rebels, who say they want to overthrow the government to end the exploitation of the rural poor, are active in more than half of the country's states. Rail transport officials have decided not to run trains at night until the middle of next week in two parts of eastern India where rebels called for a general strike. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
China's official news agency says authorities have executed a man who attacked a kindergarten last month, wounding 29 children and three teachers. The attack at the end of April was one of five major assaults against school children in the last 2 months. The attacks have left a total of at least 17 people dead and more than 50 wounded. The opening game of Hockey Stanley Cup Finals was an up-and-down contest that saw the lead change five times. But the Chicago Blackhawks were the eventual winner, beating the Philadelphia Flyers 6-5. Game 2 is scheduled for Monday night in Chicago. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.